Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
You're listening to continuing coverage of the Rust Alex Baldwin movie shooting trial.
From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Now, back to the courtroom.
To the best of your recollection, on approximately how many occasions, let me back up. Did you aid in loading guns and gun belts with dummy rounds?
Guns, yes, the gun belts already had dummy rounds in them.
Okay, let's talk about that. So, in terms of the props, the gun belt props for this movie, do you recall who sourced those? Where did they come from?
As far as I know, Hannah brought them from a different set.
From another movie she'd worked on?
Correct.
Did you see them?
Yes.
And when they arrived on set, were they empty, or did they have to be loaded with dummies?
They only had to have a couple at most put in them because they were lost, fell out. That's about it.
Okay. But the gun belts that Ms. Gutierrez provided were already loaded with dummies when she brought them on set. Is that your understanding?
That's my understanding, yes.
And that's your recollection?
Yes.
And you saw them?
Yes.
So when she brought them on set and they were already loaded with dummies, did you take the time to remove every dummy and shake them?
No.
Did you see her take the time to remove every dummy from the belts and shake them?
No.
Did you see anyone?
No.
Because you guys had another assistant for a little while, Ms. Montoya, is that right?
Correct.
And did Ms. Montoya, you never saw her do that with those?
That wasn't her job, no.
Okay. So, do you begin working on the movie on the first day of filming?
No, we have prep days where we go through the script and prepare everything that we need to start production.
Do you recall the day that filming began?
October 6th.
And when would you have begun work on this movie?
I was contacted on September 23rd, and I had about until September or October 6th to prep for that.
Because you are the prop master, did you participate in getting guns and ammunition from the vendor to the movie set?
Yes.
Who was the vendor for the guns? Where did the guns come from?
Seth Kenny.
And what's the name of the company that he owns?
PDU Props and Arms.
And what about the blank ammunition? Who provided that?
Seth Kenny.
In terms of the dummy ammunition, can you explain to the jury what the situation was with dummy availability at the beginning of the movie?
We had, Seth Kenny and another vendor named Billy Ray had provided a few boxes of dummy rounds.
Were those dummy rounds 45 long Colt?
No.
So at the beginning of the movie, had Seth Kinney provided any 45 long Colt dummies?
No.
At some point during filming, did Mr. Kinney provide 45 long Colt dummies?
Yes.
And how were those provided?
Hannah had requested for 45 long Colts, and on one of our weekends, around October 12th, I went and picked them up from Albuquerque on one of her days off.
So you picked up the first box of 45 long Colt dummies for Mr. Kinney on October 12th?
Correct.
Was that the only box of 45 long Colt dummies that Mr. Kinney ever provided?
Correct.
When Ms. Gutierrez brought the gun belts and they already had the dummy rounds in them, if you recall, did she also have boxes of dummy rounds?
I don't remember what she provided.
Okay. You just don't recall?
I just don't remember.
Okay. Was there an issue with the 45 long Colt dummies? Were you struggling? Did you guys not have enough?
As far as I was concerned, Hannah just had requested them. I felt like we had plenty to work with, but she said that they just didn't, the ones that we did have just didn't fit quite as right.
Okay. In terms of the dummy rounds, during the time that you were working on Rust, who was the person in the position to make a decision about whether or not to use dummies?
Hannah.
Was there ever a time that you heard anyone else, a crew member or a cast member, request that dummies be put in a gun?
No.
During the time that you were working with Ms. Gutierrez on Rust, approximately how many times that you're aware of were guns dummied up, were dummies put in guns?
I don't recall. A handful of times, maybe.
A handful of times?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you participate, were you handling the dummies?
Yes.
And why were you handling the dummies?
was usually if there were two or more guns on set to move things along, because I was also acting as an assistant for her when it came to the weapons.
Okay, so you're the prop master. Technically, she's kind of under you, but you were also sort of her assistant.
Correct.
Okay. So with regard to your handling of dummy rounds on set, where were they? How would you get them? Did you get them from Ms. Gutierrez, or did you have access to them?
I had access to them.
And where were they located?
Originally on the prop truck, and then as far as I know, we brought them on the cart when we needed them.
Okay. When you loaded a gun with dummies, what did you do to make sure that the rounds were dummy rounds and not live rounds?
Rattle them.
Did all of the dummy rounds that you handled, did they all rattle?
Yes.
Were there any dummy rounds on set that had holes in them?
Yes.
And did you ever handle any of those?
No.
Did you ever see Ms. Gutierrez load dummy rounds into any of the revolvers?
I wasn't paying attention to her loading them.
You weren't paying attention?
No.
Well, let me ask you this. Did you load the revolvers with all the dummy rounds, or was that something she did also?
She did them as well.
Okay. In the entire time that you worked with Ms. Gutierrez on the set of Rust, do you have any recollection of a single time that you saw her rattle a dummy?
I can't recall.
You don't recall ever seeing her do that?
No.
Okay. And does that mean she may have and you just didn't see it?
Correct.
Were you guys working pretty closely together?
Yes.
And you don't recall ever seeing her do that?
Not that I can remember.
Okay. Now, do you recall any time that dummy rounds were loaded into a lever action rifle? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
You know the rifle I'm talking about?
I am.
Okay, do you recall an occasion when dummy rounds were loaded into that rifle?
I remember blanks, but not dummy rounds.
Okay. Did you ever load blanks or dummies into that rifle?
No.
Did you ever load blanks or dummies into the revolver that was Mr. Baldwin's prop?
No.
And why not? Was there some kind of a division of labor agreement there?
Hannah was just working closely with Alec, and so when Alec requested the guns, he would call for Hannah.
Okay. And you never loaded or unloaded it?
No, not that I recall.
Give me just one moment. So, to be clear, the only 45 long Colt dummy rounds that you brought to the set was the one box from Seth Kinney.
Correct.
And do you know where the other 45 long Colt dummies came from?
No.
When you were working on set, did you occasionally take photos with your cell phone?
Yes.
And what was the purpose of taking photos with your cell phone?
Mainly for continuity.
And what do you mean when you say continuity?
During a scene, you have you do several takes during the scene, and you just want to make sure that with the props that they look exactly the same throughout each take. So you want to make sure that there's continuity through throughout the entire scene.
And I'm going to shift gears for a moment. Did you bring onto the set the dummy rounds from Billy Ray?
Yes.
Were those 45 long cold?
No.
And what day did you bring those onto the set?
I brought those ones on prior to filming, I believe.
Okay, so it would have been before October 6th.
That one I can't recall. I don't remember what date it was.
Okay, is there anything, do you have anything that would refresh your memory? Would it refresh your memory if you looked at your phone, or is that information not in there?
It might be in an email, on an invoice.
That's okay. Okay. All right. Thank you. Give me just 1 second. Your Honor, I'm going to move for the admission of State's Exhibit 162 and State's Exhibit 163 and ask for permission to publish once we're connected.
Any objection?
No, Your Honor.
All right, 162 and 163 is admitted. You may publish.
So we're currently publishing what has been admitted as State's Exhibit 162. Ms. Zachary, do you recognize that photo?
Yes.
Is that a photo that you took?
Yes.
On what day did you take that photo?
On October 10th.
And how do you know that?
Because it is in my phone and I saw the date on it.
Okay. You actually looked up the date,
yes.
Is that right? So this photo was taken 2 days before you brought the 45 long Colt dummies onto the set from Mr. Kinney.
Correct.
And I'm going to show you what we have marked as State's Exhibit 163. Do you recognize that?
Yes.
What is that a photo of?
It is a photo of dummies in Alec Baldwin's holster rig.
And has that also been referred to as a bandolier?
Yeah.
Okay. But so this was Mr. Baldwin's prop. This was his gun holster.
Yes.
Do you recall the date that you took this photo?
October 13th.
October 13th.
Mm-hmm.
And If you recall, was Mr. Baldwin's holster a holster that was provided by Ms. Gutierrez?
No.
Where did that holster come from?
Seth Kenny had it specially made for Alec Baldwin, and he shipped it out to us.
And are you the person that received it?
Yes.
When you received it, did it already have dummy rounds loaded in it?
No.
Do you know who loaded the dummy rounds into Mr. Baldwin's holster that we're looking at here in 163?
I don't remember specifically if
okay.
It was me or Hannah.
But it would have been one of the two of you?
Yes.
Okay. Ms. Zachary, I'm gonna take you to October 21st of 2021. Do you recall that day?
Yes.
Can you explain to the jurors, to the best of your recollection, what was happening on set prior to the lunch hour?
It was a very slow-moving day because a few hours into that day, we had learned that the part of the crew, or part of the camera crew, had left production. And we were working on getting a replacement team that day.
So was there a delay in filming that morning?
Yes.
And when there is a delay in filming, what do you do? Are you still busy doing props?
I was coordinating with the art director about props for later that day, but otherwise we weren't really actively working.
And given that they weren't filming anything, was Ms. Gutierrez very busy?
No.
So would she have had time that morning to do whatever she needed to do?
Sure.
And at some point, does filming begin again?
Yes, but I don't remember what time.
Okay, would it have been before or after lunch, if you recall?
We moved up to the church to a different scene. We did have one scene that we were filming that morning, but then sometime later that morning, we moved to the church for a new scene. And as far as I remember, we only got in a rehearsal, but we weren't really actively working yet.
Okay. And do you remember going to lunch?
Yes.
What happened after lunch? What were you doing after lunch?
After lunch, we drove back in the van to set, and Nicole, Hannah, and I had retrieved the guns out of the safe and returned them back to the church. And then I had learned that I had forgotten one of the guns in the safe, so I went back to retrieve it. And
okay, hang on.
Okay.
Were you and Hannah and Ms. Montoya handling any guns prior to the lunch hour?
To take back to the truck, yes, and then in the one scene that we did, the actors had their guns holstered. So,
when you say to take back to the truck, tell us what you mean to take back to the truck from where?
So when we were breaking for lunch, we were taking the guns back from the cart and locking them up in the safe on the prop truck.
So the guns were used in the morning. Do you recall when the guns were used in the morning, were dummies put in them?
I don't recall that, no.
And is that something that you think you would recall, or?
No, I don't remember what the scenes were. Entirely.
Okay.
I don't know if it was more than one scene.
Okay. But guns were brought out and used in the morning session. You just don't know if they had dummies in them or not.
Correct.
So after lunch, the three of you go and you pull guns out of the safe.
Correct.
And are you all there together?
Yes.
You can see what the other person is doing?
Yes.
How far is the prop truck from the church?
A couple, 100 yards, maybe more than that.
So did all three of you take guns in your hands up to the area where the church was?
Yes.
And when you got up there, what did you guys do with those guns, if you recall?
Laid them on the prop cart.
And then is that when you went back to the truck?
I know that I had loaded Jensen Ackle's gun, and when I had realized that I'd forgotten Swen's gun, I had said that I was going to go back to the truck. Hannah said that she was going to go check Alex's gun with Dave, and Nicole stayed with the cart.
When you say you loaded Jensen Ackle's gun, what did you load it with?
I loaded it with dummies.
And where did you get those dummies from?
They were on the cart.
Did you take them out of a box, or were they just laying there?
They were in a cup holder at the top of the cart.
Okay. Is that the only gun that you loaded dummies in that afternoon?
Swen's as well, Swen Temmel's.
Okay, so you go back to the truck, you get Swen's gun, and then do you come back up to the church?
Yes.
And where are you when you load that gun with dummies?
I believe at the cart.
At that point in time, if you recall, where was the cart?
It was outside of the church, several yards away.
Okay. So after you put the dummies in the gun, and I'm sorry, did Ms. Gutierrez walk away from the cart with Mr. Baldwin's gun?
Yes.
And who put the dummies in Mr. Baldwin's gun?
Hannah.
Did you happen to see or take note of where she took the dummies from to put in the gun?
She says she was going to check it with Dave, so I assume the church.
No, I mean when she put the dummies in. Did you see her?
No.
Okay, you don't know where she got those dummy rounds from?
No.
So then she says she's going to go in the church and check it with Dave, is that right?
Yes.
And do you see Ms. Gutierrez again?
No.
When is the next time that you see her?
After the incident.
So the two revolvers that you loaded with dummies, Mr. Ackles' gun and the other gentleman, what happened to those revolvers?
I believe I threw them away.
No. What happened to
sorry.
The revolvers?
The revolvers? We took them back to the truck with the rest of them.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's okay. I know. Have you ever testified before?
No.
Okay. I know. It's not the easiest of things. You take the Ackles gun and Swen's gun and you put dummies in them, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with the guns at that moment?
Sorry.
That's okay. I'll get you there. It's all right.
I took them to Dave to check and then I gave them off to the actors.
So you provided them to those actors and then they were out of your hands?
Yes.
And did you touch any other guns or dummy ammunition prior to the incident?
No, not that day.
Right.
Okay.
Not that day. Thank you. So after you hand those guns off to those actors, what do you do? What are you doing when the incident occurs?
I am at the prop cart with Nicole prepping props for the next day, going over the preliminary schedule.
So you're at the prop cart, and do you have any idea where Ms. Gutierrez is?
No.
What happens next?
I hear the gunshot go off, and Joel scream.
When you heard the sound, what did it sound like to you? Did it sound like something that you were accustomed to hearing?
No.
How did it sound compared to, you've heard blanks go off, right? Is that a yes?
Yes.
That's okay. And how did this sound compared to, how did this compare to the sound of a blank?
It was louder.
How long after you heard that sound did you hear Mr. Souza scream?
Immediately.
And did you have any idea what happened?
No.
What did you do when this happens? Tell us what happens next and how are you able to determine that something urgent is happening?
I was asking around what happened. I originally thought it was a special effects rig that went off, and they were telling me that it was a gun, and I asked them whose gun it was, and they said, well, Alex's gun is in the church. And then I had walked over to Jensen. He was looking in the church, and I could see Joel on the ground clutching his shoulder.
What happened after that?
Jensen told me to get the guns to safety.
And so what guns did you take and where did you take them?
I took Jensen and Swen's guns back to the cart.
To the prop cart that was located right there?
Correct.
And did you do anything with the guns when you got them to the prop cart?
I put them in their socks.
Did you take the dummies out at that point in time?
Yes.
Why did you remove the dummies from the guns right there at that point in time?
Because after they're not being in use, you completely empty them.
Now, dummies are props that are reusable, correct?
Correct.
So you removed the dummies from the guns, and what did you do with the gun, with the dummy rounds after you removed them?
I believe I threw them away.
And why did you throw them away?
In a state of shock and panic, I think it was a reactive decision.
And did you tell anyone that you threw those dummy rounds away?
No.
At some point in time, did you disclose that information to law enforcement?
Yes.
Okay. So when you're dealing with these other two revolvers and taking the dummy rounds out of them, and you said you threw them away, was there just a trash can right there?
No, it was a few feet away from the cart.
That was where you threw them?
Yes.
What do you do next, and what's happening next?
I don't know the order of events, but I know that I had called Seth Kenny. He didn't pick up my call, and I texted him emergency, and then he called me back.
Why were you calling Mr. Kenny?
I'm not sure why I did. He was kind of my mentor throughout this process, and I just called him. I told him what happened. And he was also freaking out, and that's all I remember.
And what did you tell him happened at this point in time? Did it occur to you that someone had been shot?
I didn't know Helena was hurt. I just knew Joel was. So I told him that Joel was shot.
And at this point in time, has it occurred to you that Mr. Souza was injured by a live round?
That was my impression, but I didn't physically see his wound.
Okay. Because in your experience on movie sets, do dummies or blanks cause people to fall down and scream?
No.
So when you spoke to Mr. Kinney, did you tell him any of the details about which gun it was or who loaded it or anything like that?
Not that I recall.
How long do you think that phone call lasted?
30 seconds, a minute.
Okay. After that phone call, what did you do?
Like I said, I don't know the order. But I know at some point, I had talked to Hannah. She was in the middle of a breakdown, and she showed me the rounds in her hand, and she said, "I swore I shook them," and I could visually see that one of them didn't have the bullet anymore.
Okay, and her statement to you was, "I could swear I shook them," or "I swear I shook them."
Okay. Yes.
And before I forget, I still have State's Exhibit 163 on the screen. Do you know whose hand is in that picture, who's holding the holster?
It's Hannah.
So, at any point in time, did you... Well, after, and I understand you don't know the order of things, but after, if it did in fact happen after, Ms. Gutierrez shows you the rounds in her hand. Do you know, was Mr. Halls there at that time?
Not next to me. At one point, I saw him next to Hannah with the gun by the church outside of it.
Okay. So what happens next?
After that, I go back to the cart and I start rattling dummies from a box. And I notice that some of them don't rattle like they're supposed to.
And did you tell anyone what you realized?
Nicole was standing right there, and she saw. And then I had told the police later down at base camp.
You told them?
That some of the rounds didn't rattle.
Okay. And at some point later, did you mention to Ms. Gutierrez that you thought, like, more than half the box didn't rattle?
Yes.
Do you think that more than half the box had live rounds in it?
No.
Why do you think, why did you make that statement to her?
Originally, when I was checking it, like I said, it was chaotic. I was in shock, and I was frantically rattling the rounds. But as time went on, I realized that I had forgotten that some rounds might have had a hole on the side of the rounds.
So there were some dummies in there that weren't rattlers.
Yes.
Okay, they had the hole on the side.
I didn't visually see it, but I noticed that there were a couple rounds in there with silver primers.
Okay, you noticed some silver primers.
Correct.
In your, to the best of your recollection, do you know how many silver primers you saw?
Possibly two or three.
Okay. And did you rattle those or try to rattle those?
Yes.
What happened after that?
I was on my way back with Nicole and Daniel, the art director, to take the guns back to the truck. And then I got a text message or phone call from Brian Norvell asking me to bring Hannah's personal bag to her. And so Nicole and Daniel continued to take the guns back to the truck while I did that.
Who was taking the guns back to the truck?
Nicole and Daniel, the art director.
Daniel Ornitz.
Correct.
Okay. So you didn't take the guns back to the prop truck?
No.
When you were looking in the ammo, in the box of dummies, is that something that you just did on your own, or did anyone instruct you to do that?
I don't remember.
Did you take anything off of that prop cart other than the dummy rounds that you've indicated you took out of those two revolvers? Did you take anything else and move it back to the prop truck or anywhere else?
No.
Did you throw anything else away other than those dummy rounds?
No.
And Ms. Zachary, I have to ask you this. Did you bring live rounds onto that movie set?
No.
When the box of Seth Kinney 45 Long Colt dummies came on set on October 12th, do you know, did anyone inspect that box?
No. Seth did.
Did you see Ms. Gutierrez inspect that box after it arrived on set?
No.
Did Mr. Kinney ever instruct you or ask you to plant evidence or destroy evidence?
No.
After the incident, after you pull the rounds out of the box, What were you doing after that? Did you take a time out? What was happening?
I went back down to the town. Police were telling everybody to leave the area, and I was having a panic attack in the town, and Jensen and Swen came to console me, and we were just talking about what happened and what might have happened.
Okay. You visited with those gentlemen about it?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to shift gears here. We understand that you and Ms. Gutierrez were both doing some level of armor duties. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
And you and Ms. Gutierrez were both doing some level of prop duties. Is that right?
Yes.
Did Ms. Gutierrez ever express concerns to you that she didn't have enough time to focus on her armorer duties because she was so busy doing prop work?
I don't recall that being an issue.
Did it seem to you, as her coworker, that she was stretched too thin and didn't have enough time to do her armorer duties?
No.
Let me just review my notes real quick. Do you recall there being a time during filming where there was a discussion about doing firearms training with the child actor?
I do.
And what was your understanding of whether or not that was permitted?
Production didn't want to allow it because of the actor's age.
And if you recall, what was Ms. Gutierrez's response to that?
I know that she had wanted to train the actor offset with the permission of his provider.
His guardian?
Yeah, guardian, yeah.
Okay. So production had told her that she couldn't do it, and she was going to do it with the guardian's permission. Is that correct?
As far as I remember.
Okay. Do you know whether or not that ever took place?
I don't.
I'll pass the witness.
All right, we're going to take our evening break today. So now, so please don't talk among yourselves or anyone else about the evidence received here in court. Please do not look up anything about the movie production or this trial, okay? Don't do any research on your own. Thank you.
All right.
We'll see you at 8:30 tomorrow.
More Raw Courtroom audio from the Rust Alex Baldwin movie shooting trial is on the way.
Press subscribe so you don't miss a moment.
From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time.
With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with washablesofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with washablesofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with washablesofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.